Just after British children celebrate Halloween, families in many Latin American countries mark the Day of the Dead, El Día de los Muertos. It may sound morbid, but it's a cheerful festival when displays are set up in the home on an altar or an ofrenda. There are cherished possessions and photographs of departed loved ones, along with candles and flowers. The idea is to honor their memory. Irina Nelson is program leader for Undergraduate Modern Languages. Each year she organizes the setting up of an ofrenda at the university.
It has to do with very much with Mexican beliefs. Death is a continuation of life, and it's really this day, these 3 days, are going to celebrate life more than just mourning or being sad for those who are dead. It's sharing with them the things they used to love and share with all the rest.
Children from the Gregg School in Southampton visited Avenue Campus to learn more about the day. The 11 and 12-year-olds were impressed by the displays. Barbara Weber is their languages teacher.
They've had a look at an ofrenda outside in the corridor. The ofrenda has got lots and lots of things that people, the families, bring along to remember their departed loved ones. Crosses, candles. I must admit, I couldn't get close enough to see all the detail because the children were having a good look. But yes, like an altar, but it's an offering to the dead.
She says learning Spanish is very popular at the school.
We've had to introduce Spanish into Year 7 as the first language that the students learn because of the popularity, and then in Year 8 they can pick up another language. But it used to be French, but Spanish has been so popular that we teach the whole school Spanish now.
These pupils had a great day.
It was really interesting because I didn't know some of the stuff that I've heard about today and the Spanish, like in the school. That was really good, yeah.
Learning about like what all the stuff meant.
I like the PowerPoint because like the woman had actually been there and seen it.
I like watching the video and learning about all the things in the altar.
Undergraduate student Ruth Mead helped put together the displays. She's just back from spending a year abroad in Mexico.
In Mexico, they seem to celebrate the life of the person who's died rather than mourn the loss of the person who's died. And I quite like that approach. I think it's quite nice. I sent a photo to my friends in Mexico, and they thought it was quite exciting that we had an altar here. That was quite interesting.
You spent your year in Mexico. What was it like?
Really good. Possibly one of the best years of my life. I definitely enjoyed almost every moment of it.
Irina Nelson always enjoys explaining the traditions of her native country to interested visitors.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us and for them, obviously, to exchange information, to compare. For me also, I want to know what, you know, Halloween and their British or English traditions are about, because I'm Mexican. It's an exchange of information for them and for me. So it's great to feel that they have learned something about why we do celebrate the Day of the Dead in Mexico.
It's thought Day of the Dead festivals date back around 3,000 years. Today, many millions of people in the Americas still follow the old traditions.